Hey, my friend, welcome along to the Medicinal Chef's Nutrition Nuggets podcast, helping you get clarity on nutrition. I'm Dale Pinnock, the Medicinal Chef, best-selling author, nutritionist, and creator of Nutrition Coaching Monthly. Every week here in the podcast, I'm going to be answering your questions and discussing key topics around the field of nutrition to help give you clarity and to expand your knowledge. Hey, folks, how you doing? Hope you are well. So this week's session, I wanted to talk about something that is both intervention and prevention, and that is the management of inflammation in the body. Now, I've got to start by saying that inflammation doesn't have to be a bad thing. We've got two distinct types of inflammation. There's acute inflammation and chronic inflammation. One of them is absolutely vital to life, and that is, of course, acute inflammation. This is the type of inflammation that occurs in response to injury. So, say, for example, you cut your finger and you notice the area starts to swell, there starts to be like a throbbing sensation. That is the acute inflammatory response. That's when we're getting dilation of blood vessels, and more fluid rushing into the area so that key cells from the immune system can actually start to migrate to the area and repair and control the damage that's going on. That's the kind of inflammation that saves your life. And that's not what we're talking about here today. The other kind of inflammation is the one that we need to be concerned with. And that, of course, is chronic subclinical inflammation. So chronic meaning that it's going on for a long time, and subclinical meaning that you wouldn't immediately be aware of it. So your big toe doesn't suddenly swell up. You would only become aware that there's a problem in the first place if you had a blood test done and you had raised ESR or CRP, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, C-reactive protein. These are signs that there's inflammatory issues going on in your body. Why is this a problem? Well, we know that uncontrolled inflammation is one of the key factors in many of the degenerative lifestyle-related conditions that are plaguing the Western world. So think about things like cardiovascular disease. We know that inflammatory damage to the endothelium, that skin that lines the inside of blood vessels, is one of the key triggers of the whole set of events that eventually leads to cardiovascular disease. In type 2 diabetes, there's really, really strong links with chronic inflammation and reduced insulin receptor function, for example. And then this is the big one, and this isn't any kind of sensationalist statement at all. You can find this in any pathology textbook, you know, A-level pathology, you will find this. Prolonged inflammatory changes in tissues can eventually lead to genetic disruption and the instigation of certain types of cancers. Most of the common carcinogens become carcinogenic because they create inflammation and irritation in tissues that eventually upsets gene expression. So getting inflammation, chronic inflammation, under control is of huge importance. Now, there are, of course, a huge, huge variety of factors involved in this, and diet is one of them. So I'm just going to go over a couple of the factors that are important and steps that you can take, at least from a dietary point of view, to start to tone this down. And the first, really, I'm sure anyone that's kind of followed my work for any degree of time isn't going to be surprised by this one. It is the kind of fatty acids that you consume. Now, fatty acids, vitamin-like substances derived from fats that have numerous roles in the body. You've probably heard of them. So omega-6, omega-3. When we metabolize fatty acids and break them down, they turn into several different types of end products. Some of these might be structural. So the fatty acid DHA, for example, is a key component in the neuron, like the nerve cell, or most cell membranes, the rods and cones in the eyes. They've got some pretty important structural roles to play. But the main set of metabolic end products of fatty acid metabolism are a group of compounds called prostaglandins. Now, prostaglandins are regulatory substances. This means that, you know, they control different events. They can regulate aspects of smooth muscle contraction. They can regulate aspects of pain signaling. But the main thing that they influence is the inflammatory response. They regulate the inflammatory response. You've got three types of prostaglandin: series 1, series 2, and series 3. Series 1 is mildly anti-inflammatory. Series 3 is aggressively anti-inflammatory. And then you've got series 2 in the middle that is aggressively pro-inflammatory. inflammatory. So this will switch on and exacerbate inflammation. Different fatty acids are metabolized to form different prostaglandins. So the fatty acid composition of your diet can influence the expression of different types of prostaglandin, and that, of course, will have a knock-on effect to inflammatory load. And remember, we're talking about chronic subclinical mild inflammatory changes in tissues over time that cause problems. So this is one of the places to start, is to get your fatty acid intake in check. And in practice, it's a very, very simple thing to do. The first thing that you need to do is cut down on the omega-6. Now, the omega-6 fatty acids, they're vital. Both of the essential fatty acids are vital. But we only need it in very, very small amounts. And in very, very small amounts, it's involved in aspects of hormonal regulation and mood and key neurological functions. After we take in that small amount, that small amount will saturate that pathway that converts it into these beneficial substances for a long period of time. Once we take in more than that small amount, once we take in more than we need, any excess is shuttled down a different pathway, a pathway that actually gives rise to the development of series 2 prostaglandins. These are the ones that trigger and exacerbate inflammation. So excess omega-6 can increase your expression of series 2 prostaglandins, which in turn can ramp up the inflammatory response. Where do you find omega-6? Well, omega-6 is in the seed oils, basically. So things like sunflower oil, vegetable oil, corn oil, soy oil, those kinds of things. When we were told to move away from saturated fats and instead use these heart-healthy vegetable oils and margarines, which are even a bigger abomination, our intake of omega-6 fatty acids went through the roof. And we ended up, on average, in this country, we take in up to 23 times more omega-6 per day than we actually need. Obviously, that gives rise to increased Series 2 prostaglandin expression. That, coupled with sedentary lifestyle, stress, all the rest of it, majorly enhances to our inflammatory load. So the thing to do is just pull back on those oils. For any oils that you do use, just use a good olive oil, because that's predominantly omega-9, oleic acid, and that doesn't have any kind of bearing on inflammation whatsoever. Now, on the flip side, the omega-3 fatty acids, particularly the long-chain variety, EPA and DHA, these are the ones that will actually eventually be metabolized to form series 1 and series 3 prostaglandins. Remember, these are the ones that reduce and tone down inflammation. The ones that tone it right down. So increase your intake of these. I mean, for people that are happy to eat fish, oily fish are the best sources, because it's preformed there in their tissues. For vegetarians and vegans, you can get a good quality supplement that gives you the long chain omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, derived from algae. So that's the first big tweak, is to really, really change the fatty acid composition of your diet. And I'm going to take this one step further here as well. And this, you know, this one might be a little bit kind of contentious at the minute, but it's something that is one of my personal concerns. I'm not necessarily pulling this from any kind of data set, just applying some logic and some common sense. Obviously, the environment that we're in at the minute, where there's a huge shift towards low carbohydrate diets, and I absolutely support reducing your intake of refined and heavily processed carbohydrates. It's a no-brainer. Move away from the white rice, the white bread, that kind of stuff. It's really not good for you. But in this kind of movement has come a much higher intakes of very high-fat meats. And I'm not opposed to that either. It's the level of consumption that concerns me. Now, yes, of course, you're not getting the insulin spikes that you would get from building your diet around the simple starches. But one of the key things that we find in animal fats is a fatty acid called arachidonic acid. Now, earlier when I spoke about the omega-6 fatty acids, those ones that will actually be metabolized into the series 2 prostaglandins, that step where omega-6 gets processed into the series 2 prostaglandin, basically what happens is One of the steps, the intermediary steps, is that the omega-6 gets converted into arachidonic acid. Arachidonic acid feeds directly into the pathway that creates series 2 prostaglandins. Arachidonic acid is abundant in fatty meats. There's very, very high levels of it. Again, in small amounts, it's got roles to play in the nervous system. In excess, it feeds straight into that pathway and triggers inflammation. So my concern is that in this culture where we're kind of like, okay, dropping all the refined carbohydrates, that's cool, that's probably a good move, and then instead eating bucket loads of very, very high-fat meats, are we overdoing it on the arachidonic acid? Big question mark over that, but it is a cause for concern, in my opinion. Now, the second thing to do that can really, really keep inflammation at bay is following a low glycemic diet. So going back to what we were just talking about, reducing your intake of these highly refined carbohydrates that, of course, is simple sugars like your chocolate and your sweets and that kind of stuff, but then also the refined carbohydrate staples that so many of us are living on, you know, white bread, white rice, white pasta, those kinds of things. These send your blood sugar up really, really high, really, really quickly. When blood sugar goes up, the body responds by releasing the hormone insulin. Insulin binds to an insulin receptor on the cell surface, opens a glucose transporter, allows the glucose to go in. All is fine, hunky-dory. But when blood sugar is really, really saturated and carpet-bombed, like it is when we consume large amounts of these refined carbohydrates, then we start to get massive insulin spikes. I mean, that's the knock-on effect of this. In the long term can cause all sorts of other chaos, and we'll cover that in other sessions. But when you start to get massive insulin spikes, insulin is to inflammation what petrol is to a bonfire. It can really ramp it up and exacerbate it. So moving towards a low glycemic diet is extremely important. So these are two main points, but they can drastically shape what your diet looks like. In practice, it comes down to reducing refined vegetable oils, so sunflower oil, corn oil, canola oil, soy oil, your bog standard kind of crisp and dry vegetable oil stuff, margarines, absolutely keep away from them. And instead, just using a little bit of olive oil, and don't just slather it on everything. Just use it in very, very small amounts for your sauteing. Your carbohydrate staples, go for the multigrain versions, the whole food ones, brown rice, brown pasta, pulses, those kinds of things. They won't cause blood sugar spikes. And then really try and increase your intake of omega-3 fatty acids, because they will help your body to actually synthesize the powerfully anti-inflammatory prostaglandins that really do keep it at bay. So those are my top tactics for managing inflammation. Now, if you've enjoyed this session and nutrition is something that you want to learn more about, you want to kind of take a deeper dive into it, then why don't you join me in Nutrition Coaching Monthly? Nutrition Coaching Monthly is my monthly nutrition school. Every single month I go live, we do an hour and a half long session, and we do a deep dive into the subject. We go into all the anatomy, the physiology, the biochemistry, how nutrition fits into all of this and how you can apply it in your day-to-day life. We've got members from all around the world, you know, from Canada, from the Middle East, from all over Europe. It's a wonderful community, and it's a chance to really take on board this subject and become more immersed in it. So just head over to my website, themedicinalchef.co.uk, look for online programs, and you'll find Nutrition Coaching Monthly, and all the information will be in there. Okay, folks, that's it from me. Just to let you know, there won't be a podcast next week because I am overseas, but so it's a little week's hiatus, but you've still got plenty to listen through. But then after that, we will be going back to weekly. So until next time.